السلام عليكم. Well, because we're short of time, I'm going to get straight to the point. When I got arrested, literally every single person in the cell also got arrested. Yeah? I embraced Islam in 1979. And when I embraced Islam, I was fortunate enough, by the grace of Allah, to be in that period when Ayatollah Khomeini was saying, no East, no West, Islam's the best. And the brothers who was of the Shia branch of Islam were being arrested, harassed, beaten up, and nobody was giving a damn about them. And there was us, converts, used to demonstrate with them, go to their meetings, and also fight with the Ba'ath party that was being protected by a Metro police force. Now, suddenly, Saddam has become a very bad person. But back in 1979, when they encouraged him to attack an Islamic revolution in Iran, he was a great person. And the very people that supported him were none other than Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Now, the coin is being turned, and it's the Sunni branch of Islam that's now the victims. And lo and behold, there's Tony Blair going to the Al-Qaeda Center and saying, these are the government-approved Muslims, we should be like them. Well, it's a pity he didn't say this back in 1980 when the Islamic Revolution of Iran was on. So don't be fooled with a sweet talk. Don't be fooled by these Muslim Council of Britain or the Muslim Parliament or the so-called scholar Dr. Saki Bagri. Yeah? You've got to understand the nature of the beast. And the nature of the beast, we call those people in Islam munafiqeen, hypocrites. But that's what they are. I don't forget the way we were treated back in the 80s. I don't forget the way we were treated back in the 90s. There's nothing changed because of what happened on September 11th. It's always been like that. People ask me, what was he like in Belmarsh? I swear, as a black man and a Muslim, not much different from when I was out of the prison. It's the same in the prison. So I will appeal to the brothers in Islam to stand up. The majority of the attacks that were carried out on the Muslims were carried out on our sisters. And that is shameful, yeah? And that showed they got no respect for our beloved sisters in this land. So we've got to ask ourselves, are we really men in this land? Can we put our hands on our hearts and say, yes, I can protect my family, I can do this? Well, I can put my hand on my heart and say, 80% of the Muslim men in this country will not even raise their fist up to protect their wives or their children. They'll probably raise their hands up to dial 999 to get the police to do it. And what does the Quran say? Take not the Jews or the Christians as your protectors, otherwise you will become one of them. So when they arrested me, and they said, what's all this training nonsense and blah, 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 and this and that? I said, chapter 8, verse 60 of the Quran. They never asked me what it said until later on in the trial. And then the judge said, what does it say in chapter 8, verse 60? Did you mention about it? So we had to give them an Islamic lesson. Yeah? And the Islamic lesson even went far, as the judge asking me, was Adam alayhi salam, or prophet. Now here they are trying to give me tafsir on about Islam. Yeah? Remember Tony Blair, which we like to call him Tony B. Liar, that's what he is. Yeah, went to the Muslim world and was telling the Muslims that Islam is a religion of peace. Well, we're going to stop this nonsense, yeah? Islam is a religion of complete submission to the will of Allah. Yeah? Again, go back to 1980, yeah? Where they kept saying every martyr operation was a suicide operation. But yet still, when you read the Bible as it is today, John 15:13, it states, there's no greater deed, yeah, than a man gets up to give up his life for another man. This is a great sacrifice. It's in the Bible in today. So what are we talking about? Suicide or martyrdom? So you've got to reverse the questions back to them. Yeah? They took my religion out of context. Before I embraced Islam, the priest used to say every Sunday, Take this bread, all of you, and eat it. This is the body of Isa alayhi salam. That's the Qurban. And then they were saying, take this water and drink it. This is the blood of Isa alayhi salam. Again, astaghfirullah. Yeah? So if I was to act like they do and take the religion out of context, I say, look at these people. They're promoting cannibalism. Yeah? The word jihad was such a trophy for them. Every person they try to get to come up and say, oh, jihad only means only war. They try, even with that so-called scholar, Dr. Safi Badri. Yeah? Even he had to admit, as a Muslim, you must believe in every verse of the Quran. It's a pity he doesn't practice what he says himself. Yeah? Because this is the same so-called scholar who said that Ayatollah Fatwa on Salman Rushdie, the big shaitan, was wrong. Now, we've got to stand up together. Forget about all this Shia Sunni nonsense. It's what they want. Yeah? If we look around in this room, look at all the different nationalities. Look at all the different types of brothers we've got here. Together, we are solid. But if we look at this as an Arab mosque or a Shia mosque or a black man's mosque or this mosque, then we're never going to be together. You're really going to stand up. This is the best opportunity now to start taking your training seriously. You're never going to protect your family if you don't know how to protect them. Yeah? So start off with self-defense and then carry it on. Teach your children. Yeah? In South London, where I used to live, there's guys who fight week in and week out. They can look after themselves. Yeah? But in the Muslim community, all we can see is very good curry eating champions and out of sleep and drink tea all day in a cafe. Yeah? We've got to change that kind of culture. Because there's no respect for our women, there's no respect for our religion, and on the Yom Kiyamah, we have to face Allah and say, why don't we do something about it? Some people say, oh, I'm too old, I can't do it, I'm this and that. No excuse. We've seen already in Afghanistan, men of 80 years old fighting the Americans. So that an 80-year-old man can have the suja, the courage. You can have the courage to protect yourself and protect the community. You've got to remember, nothing's changed from when I embraced Islam. Those brothers who know me know exactly what I'm talking about. I can remember when the Muslim Youth Association was being raided because they thought there's all suicide bombers meeting there every Saturday. I can remember going to Ahl Bayt Mosque in Clapham North. 1 minute a brother was giving a lecture. The next week he was shot dead in Sudan. Yeah, I can remember all those things. I can remember reading books, The Man Who Was Saddam, Who Is Saddam, and about how he was killing people from 11 years old and this and that. But suddenly, he's a bad man. He's always been a bad man. He's always been killing Muslims. But he was the West man. It's not Sulaiman Bilal who said, Saddam is a man we can do business with. It was George Bush's father who said that. So let's get these things right, yeah? And remember the saying of Ayatollah Khomeini, there's no East, no West, Islam is the best. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.